Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Mike Sempervivi the rest of the week because I'm out of here. Tomorrow morning I leave for Vegas, AEW Double or Nothing weekend. I got a lot going on there. Got a steak dinner on Friday night. Got the Brian and Vinny live show with an exclusive battle for the YWF World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. A best of three falls encounter. Producer Rob is referee. Winner gets to chop John in Memphis X number of times. We'll spin the wheel tonight to find out how many. And, of course, we've got Double or Nothing. In fact, there is a F4W section, Observer Figure 4 Online section. And we might have a couple of tickets left if you want to sit in our section, if you're deciding at the last minute to go. And we've got a brunch on Sunday. Tickets for all of this available at F4WOnline/Vegas. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. And we will be discussing after the break one of the things people always talk about. Well, how come? Well, we'll tell you. So anyway, we'll talk about Dynamite last night. It is the go-home Dynamite show. It's basically the go-home show for the pay-per-view because, I mean, they announce nothing for Rampage and Collision. But we'll go over the card for that show. And then a lot of big WWE news. I'm talking some big news here today. We'll talk about another TKO merger of WWE and UFC, which is likely to lead to more people getting fired because they're consolidating the teams. You don't need the redundancy. And SummerSlam is coming to Minneapolis. Of course, Minneapolis thought they were going to get WrestleMania. Well, they're getting SummerSlam and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Did you get your internet fixed?
My internet was fine. It was just Xfinity in general, but they're off this street and now onto the other side of the neighborhood.
God, so what the hell are they
upgrades.
Doing?
I don't know. I'll assume it's upgrades, but I don't know.
I always hear about these upgrades, and it's never any better. It only gets worse.
Mm.
So anyway, WWE and UFC, TKO has merged their live event teams. The newly named live event strategy team will, quote, drive revenue growth strategies across key areas, including live event development and scheduling, tourism incentive programs, ticketing, fan experiences. This new structure aligns with TKO's efforts to leverage the power and expertise of both UFC and WWE, maximize event revenue potential, pursue growth opportunities, cost synergies. Basically, they're merging two departments to eliminate redundancy. And yes, UFC and WWE pay-per-views and even Raw and SmackDown, they are looking to get site fees for these shows. You want Raw to come to Everett, Washington? Well, Everett, you better pony up a site fee in addition to everything else. And hey, let me tell you, if they can get it, more power to them. I mean,
really,
it's a business. You got a delay now. They whatever they did,
it.
You've got a delay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Irritating. What's up with this Xfinity? I don't know. You know, it's Xfinity. That's what I got to say about that. I used to have them. Horrible. They're all terrible. But anyway, they're going to try and get a site fee for all these shows. And I think they'll get them for some. Depends on where they're going. I don't think Everett's going to get much of a site fee for Raw and SmackDown, but we'll see.
You never know.
Well, I pretty much know. They ain't going to Everett if they need a site fee. Don't think that's going to happen.
I was just testing out if there was a delay or not.
Mm. Just a little delay. It's a little delay like with Granny where I can hear myself through your headphones. Maybe you bump those up or something. But anyway, that was that. So I would expect at any time we're going to hear folks getting laid off because that's what happens. And they pretty much told you that would happen when this whole merger occurred. There would be layoffs as they would be trimming the fat. I shouldn't say that. That's not very nice. The people being released are not fat, but that's the term, trimming the fat. You don't need two production teams for certain things. So that is that. And then, you ready for this one? SummerSlam? You there, Mike? Mike? This is amazing. His internet got fixed. Put that picture up of Mike. Yeah. And then his audio and his video all dropped at the same time. It's incredible how that works. Well, anyway, I'll soldier on while he tries to get reconnected. SummerSlam is coming to Minneapolis. So, of course, WrestleMania this year was going to be in Minneapolis, and then things changed. And so, you know, Minneapolis had been talking about getting a different WrestleMania or a make good or whatever. And, of course, you know, WWE has been talking about wanting to take potentially WrestleMania all over the world. You know, they've mentioned London. They've mentioned Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia for sure. You want a site fee? Well, I got a site fee for you. So what I presume is that there was no time soon that WWE was likely heading to Minneapolis for WrestleMania. And so lo and behold, WWE announced Thursday, SummerSlam is coming to Minneapolis. And not only is it coming to Minneapolis in 2026, but it will take place August 1st and 2nd, 2026, at the U.S. Bank Stadium, home of the Vikings. And yes, SummerSlam is moving to two nights. Now, granted, you know, when WWE moved WrestleMania to two nights, I didn't like it. Didn't like it one bit. But the fact of the matter is, two nights of WrestleMania is, like, it's so much more lucrative than one night. You know, they still are going to draw 60, 70,000 people to each night of WrestleMania. People do fly in. They pay for both nights. They go to both shows. I mean, it's, obviously, I don't think for every single pay-per-view it should be a two-night event. But I don't think that the idea of WrestleMania and SummerSlam both as two-night events is a bad idea at all. I wouldn't even be surprised if at one point they did two nights of the Royal Rumble. You have one night, full card in a men's Royal Rumble. Second night, full card in a women's Royal Rumble. I think there's a very good possibility of that happening. Now, how long they can stay this hot and do it, I guess we'll see. But SummerSlam's going to be two nights in 2026. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what's going on, don't follow history. And, you know, Double or Nothing is this weekend. And we're going, and we're doing our annual convention there. And it's the old, always AW. When's the last time you went to a WWE show, wrestle, blah, blah, blah? Well, I will give you a quick history lesson. From about 2006 to about, well, 2020, during the pandemic, I went to every single WrestleMania, all of them. Even after the pandemic, I went to a WrestleMania. I went to the one with where John Cena opened. I get was it was with or was it Lesnar and whatever the match was. There it was two nights. But the point is, I went to that one and it was great. And I did not go this year. I waffled back and forth, and ended up not going. And actually, it was a great weekend for fans of the website, because I think we did six shows in 3 days or something, or six shows in 2 days. We did so much coverage of everything. But yeah, we went to a lot of WrestleManias over the years. And next year, I know it's far in advance, next year's annual F4W convention will be in Las Vegas, built around WrestleMania. Because WrestleMania is going to Vegas. So we're all going next year. It'll be the annual convention. Everything we normally do in Vegas is going to happen. But it's going to be built around WrestleMania next year. So for those of you wondering, well, that's the next time that we're going to go to a major WWE pay-per-view event. And I will be going to SmackDown in September as well. So does everyone feel better now? Okay, just checking. Eddie Kingston could be out longer than expected. Suffered a broken leg, tibular fracture, torn ACL, torn meniscus. Kingston told PW Insider that after meeting with surgeons on Thursday, he won't be able to get the surgery he needs until July at the earliest, pushes his timeline for a return to May of 2025. He's been told he needs to wait for his tibular fracture to heal and do physical therapy, and then doctors can operate on his knee. So that guy's going to be out a long, long, long time. And all the best to him. I mean, it was a freak injury. I mean, it was, you could see why it happened. I mean, they did the table and the guardrail and everything like that. I mean, the one question that everybody's been asking, and, you know, it is a valid question, but at the same time, you know, things happen. You know, should Tony prevent these guys from doing non-AEW shows? Because people have been hurt taking outside bookings. But fact of the matter is, he wants a good relationship with New Japan. You know, the guys that work New Japan, they really want to work New Japan. You can try and tell John Moxley he can't do New Japan shows? Let me know how that goes. So I don't think it's going to stop, but and accidents do happen. But this did happen on a non-AEW show, and now he is out of AEW until May of 2025. So all the best, Eddie Kingston. There's no easy answer to these things. But hopefully, you know, I'm sure that he had, you know, tons of injuries from a long career. Now he's going to get a year off to heal, get everything fixed up, and hopefully he'll come back as good as ever. Back in a moment with more, perhaps, Semper Vivi, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, he's back.
For now.
Yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. I've told him to go dig a hole again.
Oh, I could tell him a lot of things right now, especially where to stick that bill.
AW head Tony Khan spoke to the media Thursday, promoting Double or Nothing. While the call wasn't very newsworthy, there were a few interesting notes, it says here. If you want to listen to this non-newsworthy call, it's up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com.
Listen to Tony talk.
All right. God, he went in, like, the list of things that he talked about here, there's like five things. He took an hour to say this?
Well, 20 minutes for each thing. Got to ramble on for a little bit, you know, take in some circles, bring it back again.
So here's his story on Darby, okay? He says that he called Darby to see how Darby was doing, and Darby volunteered to fill in for Eddie Kingston. That's what he says. Now,
did he talk to a doctor first?
I mean, that's all fine and good, but, like, is he okay? Like, I don't care if he wanted to. Apparently, he's out of his walking boot, and he's going to try to do this match on Sunday.
Sure.
You know?
Hey, look, he wanted to go through a pane of glass during Sting's retirement, even though it didn't really fit into anything. But Darby is going to do what Darby's going to do, and I guess you just go ahead and let him do it. He steps up with a broken foot on short notice to replace Eddie Kingston, which sucks that Kingston is going to be out as long as he is, but I guess he did not suffer a concussion when Dax hit the superplex last week. At least if he does have a concussion, I don't know if you bring him out there with a flamethrower and drop him off at that. You know, playing the role of Trent's mother, Tony Khan, unleashing a man with a... You know what? You were right. When you talk about canon of Tony Khan on this show,
yes,
just being a psychopath, there you go.
The Tony Khan character on AEW is an absolute, complete, sadistic maniac.
Yes.
Yes, he is. That is canon as well.
So he does not have a concussion. Do we know that?
I don't have any idea. Let me tell you this. I am no doctor. Okay? I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on a podcast.
No.
But I can tell you this.
Dr. Keith is
as a non-doctor. Actually, I'm a doctor of divinity.
Yeah,
I did once get my doctor of divinity certificate so I could marry
John.
I was going to marry Sean, actually, from the Brian, Vinny, Craig, and Sean. It didn't work out, but I was going to. But anyway, I am a doctor.
Yeah.
I am a doctor.
Yes.
And as a doctor, okay, I'm also a professor of jiu-jitsu, so I'm like... I mean, I got, like, certificates out in the yin-yang. But anyway, as a professor and a doctor...
Wait, you're a professor? You can be a professor of jiu-jitsu, so Serena Deeb didn't make something up?
You can.
I'll be damned.
As a professor and a doctor, I can say that if Darby limped up to me, and he admittedly said he was still limping, and he had a giant thing
well,
on his face...
Because he limped up to you.
Because he's protecting his broken nose after he was hit by a bus.
And he's got that sweet pink jacket on.
And he got hit on the noggin by a metal bar when he was underneath the ring. I would say, no, you can't wrestle on Sunday. I don't care if you want to. That's me. Whatever. Now.
Yeah, promoter and booker was not on that title. Professor, doctor, but not booker.
Asked about running the MGM Grand versus T-Mobile, he said the decision was sentimentality.
Oh, yeah.
As the MGM is where they launched 5 years ago.
I'm not trying to bust balls here or anything, but let's be honest here. If you can fill up that building, you go ahead and fill up that building because it's a lot bigger and there's a lot more seats that you could charge more for. So I get the answer. It's a political answer. But with that said, it's also one of those things where we're not real hot right now and we can't fill that building up for the rent it's going to cost us.
Well, they're filling up neither building, but.
Well, exactly.
And then asked about his on-screen character, Tony Khan says he has really tried to limit his appearances on TV, which is how it should be. He wants the focus of the show to be on the wrestlers and the wrestling, even with the current Elite storyline. He was the only one who could lift the Young Bucks ban on Darby Allin last night, hence his very brief appearance. Now, here's the only problem, okay? Here's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually a big, this is a big plot hole, okay?
Yeah.
Why are the Young Bucks in charge of the show right now?
Because
they attacked Tony Khan and they injured him so severely that he was not allowed to travel.
Mm-hmm.
He had to stay in Jacksonville. And that's why, because he had to stay in Jacksonville, the Young Bucks are out running the show. The show was not in Jacksonville. The show was in California. So you're telling me that he knew that Darby would be banned from the building. So he got in his car and he drove from Jacksonville, Florida to California during Dynamite to drop off Darby?
Oh, Brian, you're being so negative. That's why AEW's in the position that it's in right now.
They're usually pretty good about plot holes like this, but this is a big one.
Of course.
So, if he can fly now, why isn't he back at the shows again?
He's the owner. Why don't you do something about the fact that these executive vice presidents are crazy, except for the fact that through canon, through Brian Alvarez, we know that you're crazy.
So that doesn't make any sense. Then he was asked about a report on Mark Henry's impending contract expiration. Khan says they have to look at that internally, but he really likes him as a media personality and has a lot of respect for him as a wrestler.
He wants a plug on Busted Open still.
So, you know, there was that deal where for a long time he never fired anybody. And then, you know, some people got released of late. And, you know, he does not like confrontation. He does not like doing stuff like that. So I think what you're going to see starting like very soon is contracts are going to just expire and that will be the end of people's run in AEW. So as opposed to being released, as opposed to being fired, your contract's due and that's it. Thank you for your help. So I'm not sure when Mark Henry's contract is due, but there are a lot of contracts coming due and we will see who gets re-signed and who is history.
Well, if you're not doing anything productive for the company, then there's no reason for you to be there. And if you don't have a role, the sentimentality is great, but you are trying to run a business and you do have a lot of people on the roster, a lot of people that don't get used. So those people are, and it's going to be unfortunate. It's going to be helpful to the indies, obviously, you know, but with that said, it's going to stink, but it probably needs to happen. You know, you can make look at it where UFC and WWE, well, you could keep people if you really wanted to, but they're looking at it as synergy and trying to squeeze every last dollar out. Tony doesn't have that mentality. So I can see a lot of people being really angry when some people get released and some people are going to get released and then complain about how they were treated there or this or that. But at the end of the day, he provided a lot of people and still provides a lot of people a whole lot of money for essentially just sitting home. And Mark Henry, at least, has got a good gig going on for himself on Busted Open. He can make other media appearances in other places. So it's not cool that he would lose his job, but it's like Big Show. If you're not doing anything with him and he's not actually doing anything backstage to help you, you know, or that goes for anybody, then, you know, your time's going to be limited.
All right. When I come back from the break, I'll tell you in a moment. Asked about future residencies like they're doing with SummerSlam in Arlington, Texas. Khan said the Not SummerSlam. Anyway, the city gave them a great deal and a great venue that was attractive. Summer Series. If other cities follow suit, Summer Series as well could be a model for them in the future. Hey, if you can get a great deal on a venue,
take it. Back to the booking fees.
If you can get a site fee, take it. There's a business here.
Damn right.
And then it stinks.
It might stink for some people, too, that that's the case, and that's going to happen. But, again, it's a business.
Asked about moving All Out a week later, Tony Khan didn't really give a direct answer. Said he wanted to make it a better experience for fans coming off All In. He also said Labor Day now has more competition than it did when they started. Felt it was a win-win to stay in Chicago and run in September. Well, I will say that, like, I'm going All In and probably All Out. And the idea of going on back-to-back weekends, I was not looking forward to that.
No.
At all.
Might as well not even gone home. Just fly the family into Chicago, meet up with them there.
But a week in between is much better.
Yeah.
And I think probably part of this had to do with, you know, looking at the numbers for how the one show did a week after the other. And, you know, being able to book one show and then have time to shoot some angles or, you know, whatever for the second show. So, I mean, I don't know.
School's starting back up. It's just, it's good for people that again, don't have $75 to spend or whatever. What's the pay-per-view cost with tax? Like $55 or whatever it is. You know, it does provide at least a little bit of room in there, you know, for those people. Again, too, because you got, and Bash in Berlin is in the middle of that, too. And being away from that and WWE sucking all the air out of the weekend, it's not going to be the worst thing in the world.
All right, when we come back, I want to address something that I've seen all over the internet and even on our chat for people that have seen some criticism of AEW from myself and Dave and said, oh, they finally figured it out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll talk about this after the break. We're live.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
He adjusted
his chair. On both sides.
Oh, man, for everybody listening on radio, settle in.
I'll make it quick. Here's the thing. So the last several weeks, we've been very critical of a lot of things that have been going on in AEW. And, you know, the shows get clipped up. They get put on YouTube. You know, I'm not in charge of the clips. Brian Rose does a great job, as do others. But, you know, people put up clips that will get people talking. And for like three straight days or something, all of the clips were AEW criticisms. And then, like, all over the internet, I see this. Oh, my God. They finally turned heel on Tony Khan.
Brian's turned grifter, huh?
The checks, they're no longer getting their checks. Oh, well, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so have been talking about this for 3 years. You finally figured it out? That was the one that really was like, okay, listen. My job is to tell you what's going on to the best of my ability. And analyze it in as fair a manner as I can. Okay? Now, a lot of you don't even know what fair even means anymore. Okay? Fair means fair. To a lot of people nowadays on the internet, fair means what I like. So if I like WWE, if you're critical of WWE, even if it's actually the dictionary version of fair, if you like WWE and I'm critical, I'm not fair. And if you don't like AEW, and I praise it, it's not fair. Well, fair is fair. Do I need to look up fair in the dictionary?
Apparently, for some people, your chat, it seems to think
my
so.
Job is to tell you what's going on, analyze it, and to try to be fair. And I try damn hard to be fair. Okay? Now, there are other people where they aren't trying to be fair. They're just trying to build their audience. And an easy way to build your audience over the last 4 or 5 years was to tell everyone how AEW sucked. It was all horrible, etc., etc.
It's dying.
Dying? Okay. Now, here's the thing, okay? When AEW was doing 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 per television taping, when AEW's 18 to 49 was creeping up there towards Raw, because you remember 2019, 2020, like Raw was cratering in 18 to 49, double digit declines year over year. And they were going like this, and AEW was going like this. And, of course, people bring up a tweet I had, like, years ago, where I said next week could be a massacre. They think that's really funny nowadays. Because they're stupid. Because, in fact, there was a period when I did that tweet where WWE was going like this in 18 to 49, and AEW was going like this, and they were very close to intersecting. And then you know what happened? It all turned around. Okay? But at the time, that was true. There potentially could have been a massacre the following week. There wasn't, but these lines nearly intersected. Now, when AEW is doing 80,000 people at Wembley, and your argument is that it all sucks, that's not fair. You've got an agenda, okay? Now, when AEW sold out Double or Nothing several years straight quickly, and this year they're at 6,000 people, well, if I'm critical of what's going on, that is fair, okay? So there's a big difference. This is not, oh, well, you know, it's been terrible for 5 years. You just figured it out. Actually, it wasn't terrible. For several years, they were doing great, and they were serving their audience, and they were doing far better business than they had any right to do because their fan base liked, watched, purchased, and made the company a far bigger success than anything that virtually anybody else ever did, okay? But you know what? Now things have changed. I am not saying this thing is going out of business. But now, you know, it's one thing when, you know, that's a great example. It's like when people are you know, they, oh, WWE, it's exactly the same as it used to be. Actually, it's not. It's not. They are better serving their audience right now. Their audience is more invested in the storylines. They're more invested in the characters. They're more willing to watch, and they're more willing to spend money than they have been in 25 years. So when you critique what WWE is doing, and you say it sucks, and you say it's no better than it's ever been, that is unfair and factually incorrect. They are doing significantly better. And right now, AEW is doing worse. So what are the problems with AEW? Why is AEW doing worse than it was the last few years? What has changed? Well, I'm trying to find out what has changed. I'm trying to look at the booking of the shows, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing is, when you're hot, like WWE is hot, you can make a lot of mistakes and it's okay. It doesn't matter. People accept it. And it was like that for AEW for a long time. And also, the booking was way better. The booking was way better. There has been a shift over the last, I don't know, year and a half or so, where Tony's long-term vision, he doesn't do it anymore. He books week to week. And I think it has affected the product. And I find it really irritating when people say, it's exactly the same as it's always been, but now you've figured out everything wrong with it. That's not the case. What's happened is, things are different now. The booking is not as good. The fans are not as invested. The fans do not see the top stars the way they saw the top stars 3-4 years ago. There are a lot of very big changes that have occurred that have resulted in the company not doing the business it used to do, not having the interest level that it used to have, losing its 18 to 34 audience, although I think a lot of that actually is the NHL and NBA. We'll find out here soon. But it's irritating. So anyway, I wanted to get that out. This idea that, like, it's exactly the same as it's always been. It's you know, it's exactly the same as people go, WWE is exactly the same as it was when Vince was around. Like, people actually say this with a straight face. It's not. And to say that AEW is exactly the same now as it was in 2021, 2022, it's not. And these are just facts. If you want to pretend that everything is the same, you're welcome to. But things change all the time. In wrestling, in the world, you follow the stock market? Don't. But anyway, that's that. Should I talk about Dynamite? Everything you want to add? Well. Should I go 15 minutes and ask your thoughts like Dave did to me last night?
You know, I was going to pull a rib on you about that, but I'm not now. You just go ahead on to Dynamite. There's a lot of stupid people out there, and the fact of the matter is people selectively listen. They hear us say something, or me, or you say something, and oh, they're so negative. All they do is whine about this or whine about that. It's like, you talk about good things with AEW all the time. Talk about things that we like all the time, whether it be AEW or WWE. But people only hear what they want to hear. And I never had to deal with toxic fan bases before because I'm not heavily into them. You know, I love sports, but I love them to a point where I'm not listening to daytime radio because it turned into just people bitching and hot takes and all that sort of stuff. And that's what everything has been reduced to now, where people hear little clips of things. There's no context for a lot of times people hearing something. It's pulled out of context, put up there, and then everybody reacts to the reaction that it gets, and that feeds upon itself. So It's ridiculous. It's one of the reasons that I've kind of gotten off social media. I've gotten out of some of the forums that I've been in, and I was never in a whole lot of them anyway, because it's not worth the battle. You can have the best faith argument in the world, lay everything out for everyone, not both sides it, but give honest opinions about what you like, what you don't like, what works, what doesn't work, something pulled from history that gives you an example. And if they don't want to hear it, if people don't want to hear it, then they just don't want to hear it. And they're going to continue to run around like donkeys with their megaphones on social media, just screaming into a circle.
Triple H, by the way, has added that it's official now. Winners of the King and Queen of the Ring will get world title matches at SummerSlam. So I do think it's likely going to be Randy Orton and, yes, probably Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got Randy Orton versus Cody. That's going to be a great match.
Well, right. I would. Well, maybe. Maybe. Do we get Tama Tonga and Cody? We don't get that?
It's possible.
Could it be Randy?
Possible, but I don't think so. We had Orange Cassidy and Will Ospreay versus Roderick Strong and Trent. They beat Orange Cassidy, and this was mostly a match where the heels got the heat on the babyfaces they will be facing at the pay-per-view. It's a good match. It was the best match on the show. There was not a lot of great wrestling on Dynamite. It was more a storyline-driven show for the pay-per-view. And, well, you know, may as well throw this one out here. Remember we were talking about how, you know, everyone's in the same place they've always been.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, well, you know, Swerve got elevated to the world title. And what did I say? I said, if you take the belt off Swerve, where is he now? He's in the exact same spot he was before. And in fact, your world champion wrestled Nick Wayne in the middle of the show. And the main event of the show was Bryan Danielson versus Satnam Singh. Now, I know immediately what people are going to say. Well, Brian, they were shooting that big angle for the pay-per-view, and Darby was going to come out with the flamethrower. You're right. Well, therefore, it had to go on. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you that AEW considers that match more important than the world championship. So, Swerve and Christian is not headlining Double or Nothing. The Anarchy in the Arena match is headlining Double or Nothing. And so this is exactly what I was talking about. Swerve is in the middle of the show wrestling Nick Wayne, and he's going to be working in the semi-main at the pay-per-view. Elevation. I'm waiting for elevation of people. Yes.
I got a question here, Keech. Last night on the show, Dave said they have nowhere to send Satnam Singh. He's been there 5 years. You cracked a joke about him being 60 before he finally gets his push.
He's actually only been there 2 years, I was told.
But here's the thing. There's ROH. How much time? There's TV. You have 5 hours of TV a week. If he goes out there on dark matches and kills a guy in 3 minutes, or goes out there on TV, kills a guy in 2 minutes, why can't he get work in? That is insane. Because I started thinking about it, and it's like, why if he's not going to take away anyone's time going out there working 4 minutes, it just, to me, that's nuts. It's like, again, I don't know why he's there, if it's for the Indian market, whatever it is, but it's like, if you want him to get better, he's got to work.
Well, Bryan Danielson and Satnam Singh was not good.
It was Satnam's best match and Danielson's worst.
It was Danielson's worst match in AEW.
Actually, there was the big crazy thing with Jarrett and all the Briscoe and all that. That was Satnam's best match.
It's perhaps. But, yeah, that was the main event of the show.
God, where's Mark Briscoe?
Swerve and Nick Wayne was good. And actually, my favorite match on the show, even though it was short, foregone conclusion, Malakai Black and Kyle O'Reilly. I think they only went like 7 minutes, but they had a total UWFI kickboxing grappling match. No one in the crowd cared, but you know what? I did. Loved it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I should mention, by the way, this is an amazing thing.
Yes.
So Nitro started in 1995.
Yes.
And it lasted through 2001 when it died a miserable death.
Oh, yeah.
So AEW started in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday is the 5-year anniversary of the very first AEW show.
Five on it.
Okay. So some people on our board have been going back and they've been like comparing episode number. Like whatever, let's say that this is episode number 150, let's just say. No, 5. 250.
250.
Whatever. Let's say this is Dynamite episode 250. Okay?
Yes.
They've been going and comparing it to Nitro episode 250. So what was Nitro doing on episode 250 compared to what AEW is doing on episode 250? As God above is my witness, on the corresponding Nitro as this week's Dynamite, there was a frickin' bloodbath angle.
No way.
Where blood dropped from the ceiling. And actually, in AEW, it might have missed because they had a real problem. That was, you want to talk about a promotion that totally sucked? You think I'm hard on AEW? They got nothing on WCW year 2000.
Was it the one that missed Kevin Nash and
might
he stood there and looked at it?
Might have been. But can you believe that?
Oh, my God. Now I really want to know what TNA Impact was doing in their 250th show.
Well, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later tonight, the Brian and V Show, AEW and NXT in great detail, and we're going to spin that wheel. There's 10 numbers on it. Whatever it lands on, That's how many chops John in Memphis is getting at the Brian and Vinny live show. The winner of the YWF World Heavyweight Championship gets a chopping.
Support Ed in San Antonio, too.
We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.